This is Dr. Nair dictating a pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry on Arthur Neal, and this goes to Dr. Kellerman on 3/12/24. Mr. Neal, and performed pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry period prior to inhalation of bronchodilators. The forced vital capacity was normal, and there's a severe degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period. Compared to a prior study dated 9/19/23, there's been no significant change. Period, new paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry in Bonnie Terrell. This goes to Dr. Galfier. On 3/12/24, Mrs. Terrell performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was severely impaired and was very severe airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period. Compared to a prior study dated 11/9/23, there's been no significant change. Period, of paragraph impression, very severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry in Jeffrey Cully. This goes to the VA, comma, Jared Dant, D-A-N-T, comma, PA on 3/12/24. Mr. Cully performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired. There was a moderate degree of airways obstruction period. There was a good response to bronchodilators, leaving the patient with minimal airways obstruction period. Compared to a prior study dated 12/5/23, there's been improvement in the post bronchodilator study period of paragraph impression. Moderate reversible airways obstruction showing improvement consistent with asthma. Next is a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Catherine with a K, Zorich, Z-O-R-I-C-H. This goes nowhere. On 3/12/24, Mrs. Zorich performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there was a moderate degree of airways obstruction period. There was minimal improvement after bronchodilators period. Compared to a prior study dated 8/1/23, there's been no significant change. Period, to paragraph impression, moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a minimal bronchospastic component showing no significant change. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Jimmy Clemens. This goes to Angela Thompson on 3/12/24. Mr. Clemens performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired, with a moderate impairment in flow rates period. The air velocity index was less than 1 period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8 period. Compared to a prior study dated 8/3/23, there's been no significant change. Period, to paragraph impression, restrictive and obstructive lung disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression, period. Thank you.